Hoffman here from EMS Office Hours, and this is your Monday Minutes. Well, EMS today is over, and those of you that went, hope you had a good time. I was not able to make it because I actually had to work, and it kind of leads me to a little story here on a call that I had while I was working, and just kind of a reminder that even me, who is always trying to promote safety in the workplace and safety for us as EMS professionals and EMS providers, even I can get lost and caught up in the scene and in the excitement and in the patient care that I'm trying to give. I actually had a call. We had a rollover vehicle, and we had a gentleman who was out of the vehicle when we got there. Initially didn't know if he was thrown out of the vehicle, pulled out. I'm actually going to do a virtual response medic on this call. I thought it was pretty interesting. But the thing that happened was that in my attempts to get the person and to assess him and all that, I wasn't making sure that I was alert to my surroundings. I actually wound up getting my foot kind of wedged in some of the metal and signs that got knocked down, and in between that and some other equipment and things like that. And initially I actually had almost like a little panic attack, because I was like, okay, how am I going to get my foot out of this wedge that now I'm in? But of course, cooler head prevailed, and I was able to kind of reverse my step and reverse my positioning to get my foot out. But initially, my initial instinct was to just kind of rip my foot out of where it was, which could have actually wound up hurting my foot, actually my ankle, in the process. Because I wasn't being aware of what I was doing. We have to keep in mind that when you respond to situations, that you can't get caught up in it. And yes, you want to help the patient. You want to be able to treat them, give them what assistance you can. But you have to keep in mind that your safety is going to come first. And I'll talk a little about this during the virtual response medic video podcast that I'll do on this later on. But pretty much, you have to keep in mind that our safety is going to have to come first. Because if we're not safe and we're not able to treat the patients because we get injured, then we're not going to be good to anybody. And in the end, we might wind up, being out of work or injured and whatnot. So we have to just keep that in mind. So just a little reality check for me to make sure that I practice what I preach and to not get caught up. And for the most part, I'd say 99.9% of the times I do. But this was a young gentleman. It was, nobody was assisting him, and a lot of people standing around, but no one doing anything type of a deal. And I kind of actually wound up jumping in and kind of taking a bull by the horns. But, this is the type of thing, again, where I have to, practice what I preach and maintain my surroundings and be aware of my surroundings at all times, despite the scene factors, despite the patient factors. So I hope you can definitely use these Monday Minutes today and the takeaway, and to be sure that you are maintaining your safety and maintain your surroundings, not just on trauma calls or motor vehicle accidents, but on any call, especially with some of the things that have been going on lately with providers getting shot at and assaulted and things like that. So maintain your safety, maintain your awareness, so that you can go home at the end of your shift and that you can go ahead and help the patients and help the people that you're there to assist without getting injured yourself. So hopefully you can use those Monday Minutes and you can get a little takeaway on the safety that's important to you. If you have any minutes of your own, of course, be sure to go ahead and send them to jhoffman@ems-safety.com. And until next Monday, this is Jim Hoffman from EMS Office Hours. As always, stay safe.